That's music by Aaron Copland. His music is heard throughout Spike Lee's new basketball movie, He Got Game, starring Denzel Washington. Our film critic John Power says it's Lee's most interesting film in years.
At the beginning of the 90s, Spike Lee was our most important filmmaker. His movies changed the cultural landscape. But ever since Malcolm X, his work has lost much of its cachet. And where a Spike Lee movie was once a national event, hyped for months, debated in the media, recent pictures like Girl 6 and Get on the Bus have been low-budget affairs, startling in their modesty. I actually found myself missing the old Spike, the brilliant, reckless, annoying, go-for-broke director who always tried to hit the seemingly impossible three-pointer. He's back in the vastly entertaining new movie He Got Game, an over-ambitious basketball epic that blends family drama, social satire, and even magical realism. Denzel Washington stars as Jake Shuttlesworth, who's serving 15 years in Attica. His son, Jesus, played by Milwaukee Bucks guard Ray Allen, is the country's top high school basketball prospect. One day, Jake is called into the office of his prison warden, played by Ned Beatty.
You have a son named Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yes, sir.
Is your son considered the number one high school prospect in these United States of America?
You know, some people rate him that high, some don't. You know, two, three,
come on, Jake.
Six.
Come on. Don't be modest. You ought to be proud. You ought to be proud as a peacock.
I've always been proud of my son, even before he was the number one prospect in the whole entire world.
So you aren't modest after all, are you?
God is working with me on that, son.
Governor's made a request that your son, Jesus Shuttlesworth, seriously consider enrolling in his alma mater, Big State. If you persuade your son to do this, the governor's given me his word, he'll do everything in his power to cut your time here short. Considerably.
Governor can do that? I mean, he can.
He can do that.
I'm looking at 15, Warden. I mean, this for real, right?
You can make the governor very happy. He's got a great reputation for never forgetting anyone who's done right by him.
Jake bites, and he's given a week of freedom to win over the son who hates him. Meanwhile, Jesus is busy fending off people who want to profit from his talent. He thinks his dad is one of those, but Jake's no longer the bully who abused Jesus to make him a better ball player. If you've ever seen a Knicks game, you know that Spike Lee knows and cares about basketball. And many of He Got Game's most enjoyable moments come when he sends up the feeding frenzy that a young phenom like Jesus can set off. The kid's plunged into a world of greedy relatives, slick-talking agents, and campus visits where he's given white women. Although Lee sticks a commercial for Air Jordans in the middle of all this, it's not for nothing that he works for Nike, he largely does a good job of satirizing our pathological sports culture. Yet for all its comic flourishes, He Got Game is an old-fashioned Hollywood tale of redemption and family reconciliation. I don't mean this dismissively, for this may be Lee's most heartfelt film. In the past, he often buried emotion beneath visual tricks and political bossiness. Here, he's not afraid of direct feeling. And he gets it from Denzel Washington, who brings a moving intelligence and gravity to Jake, whether he's dealing with the son he both loved and let down, or with a white prostitute, played by Mila Jovovich, in one of the movie's unsuccessful subplots. It's Washington's fate to be slotted into Sidney Poitier roles. He's always playing the handsome, successful, deracinated hero. But his richest performances have come in movies like Devil in a Blue Dress and this one, where his character is rooted in African-American street life. Although Lee has been compared to the likes of Brecht and Godard, his work has always been profoundly influenced by the techniques of old Hollywood musicals, elliptical storytelling, emblematic characters, lavish use of primary colors, and reliance on music to create mood and meaning. He Got Game isn't actually a musical, but that may be the best way to understand its style. In fact, you can take the measure of this movie's approach in Lee's decision to use only two musical sources. The first is the great rap group Public Enemy, whose words give Jake and Jesus' story a hard social edge missing from the film itself. Rapper Chuck D isn't shy about going after shoe companies. The other choice may surprise you. It's Aaron Copland, whose familiar melodies, from Appalachian Spring to Billy the Kid, carry the movie's emotional thrust, its blend of longing and hope. There's something lovely and touching about this musical pairing. For if the sound of Public Enemy tells us that He Got Game is an African-American story, the use of Copland's Songs of the Heartland reminds us that an African-American story is always and inescapably a story about America.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. I'm Terry Gross.